Musings of the Mick, talking about board games and related stuff. The time of love has passed. We are on to the time of the green. It's also time for musing, which is, you know, whenever you turn on this podcast. Speaking of time, I'm going to spend my whole game review time on only one game this time. And we will see what games I think are worth your time to look at in the crowdfunding platforms. Speaking of crowdfunding and time, I'm going to discuss some of my most anticipated Kickstarters that are yet to be delivered. Then it'll be closing time. So let's get on with the musings. Here we are with that game review and the one game that we're going to spend the whole time on. And that's because it's a big release from a bigger company. We are going to be talking about Wormspan from Stonemaier Games. If you haven't heard, this is a kind of a reiteration of Wingspan, but with dragons. So in Wormspan, you are going to have three different caves, and you're going to be taking actions. You're going to be having these six coins that represent the actions you take. If you get more coins throughout your gameplay, you can take more actions. You can excavate. You start with three parts of your cave excavated, one in each cave, and then you have to get these cards and put them on the next spot, excavating them and getting some kind of bonus when you do before you can do the next action, which is enticing dragons to your cave. So again, you can entice up to three initially, one in each cave. Once you excavate, you can entice more. Cost you a coin, and then you spend the cost on the dragon, a la Wingspan. You put them in the cave. By doing so, when you do the other action, which is exploring the cave, you then trigger more actions. You play over four rounds. You have varying end of game goals and so forth. Not going to go too deep into the gameplay because I'm thinking I might be doing a solo one, or there's tons of playthroughs out there you can watch. Just want to give my thoughts on it. So I'm still on the fence if I like it more than Wingspan. It is similar, but in my mind, it is different enough that I don't mind playing either one. And I definitely am fine owning both of them, because Wormspan does seem to ratchet up a little bit of the strategy and difficulty, because now you have the excavating of the caves, which gives you more stuff and possibly getting more actions, whereas Wingspan is very, you start with 8, and then 7, and then 6, and then 5. Your actions are very limited. This one, you can really expand upon it. And there's this guild board that you're moving around to get extra stuff, so it kind of just adds a few more mechanics onto it, which is why I think it is maybe pushing Wingspan down a little bit. But I'm still debating on that. I like that you get extra stuff when exploring besides just the cards. With Wingspan, you have the bird, you get your stuff, and you just walk back, and then you trigger the cards. In Wormspan, there is a little icon between each cave, so as you're going through, you hit the icon, the card, the icon, the card. So there are these little stops on the way that give you those added bonuses, which I think is pretty darn nifty. I also enjoy that you can get more coins to be able to take more turns, like I said. When we've played, my last turns are sometimes usually 10 to 12 turns, or my last round, I should say, is usually 10 to 12 turns, more than, you know, just the three or the six that you start off with, which I think is cool. The powers on the dragons, they're fun and crazy, giving you those coins so you can possibly do more actions, turning one egg in and gaining a bunch of stuff. So it just seems like these powers are a little bit better than the ones in Wingspan. I'm not a fan that most of the cacheting that happens needs to be from your supply and not the general supply. There's these hatchlings that you always got cachet stuff on them when you activate them, either cards or food or what have you. Those have to come from your hand or your supply, and sometimes those are hard to get, so you really don't want to cachet them. I would have preferred more stuff coming from the supply. That being said, it is also a bit hard to begin to get resources to entice dragons, especially if you're getting a bad draw. The one game I had like three hatchlings in my hand. They need milk. They also don't give you stuff when you go there as much. You have to cachet the stuff, and at the beginning, you don't have it. So that was just a little cumbersome and annoying at the beginning. But overall, I do enjoy it. I wanted to see what expansions they do, because Wingspan has the expansions based on continents. Well, I guess they can always make up other dragons, or I'm wondering if they're going to maybe try and do some other special powers or caves. They can just come out with basic ones of all these different guild boards. So I am wanting to see where this does end up, because I am a pretty big fan of this one. That being said, let's look at crowdfunding. We got three crowdfunding games that we're going to go over super quick. First one is actually found on GameFound. It is called Conservas, coming to us from Salt and Pepper Games. This is a solo game by Scott Ohms, which we do enjoy his designs. It's going to have 12 different scenarios in this bag builder. It is a solo-only game. At the beginning of each round, you're going to pull tokens from the bag. You'll place them on your boat to fill it up to capacity or into the open water. Once everything is full, you will go back to land and either earn money by delivering your tokens, discarding some to get upgrade cards, and then you can even spend money to get more boats so you can bring back more fish. Then at the end of the day, the fish will spawn more fish. You'll collect all the tokens, put them back in the bag, start a new day. So as I said, we really enjoy Scott Alm's games. I've been really digging playing solo plays lately, especially when it's made as a solo game. You know it's going to have a little bit more depth and puzzle aspect to it. So that said, it does seem like a nice puzzle and balancing act of making money, but also spawning more fish. Because if you don't spawn more fish, your bag's going to get depleted and you're going to not have as many fish. So you don't want to overfish. You do want to keep sustaining that fish population. These next two are on Kickstarter. The first one is Rocket Ranchers from Binxadinx Games. In this one, you are going to play a card from your hand to collect cats from the grid in the pattern matching the card you played. If there's a space cat attached to the group you grabbed, you must grab it. The species that you grab, you're going to place in corrals that have the same species, or you're going to flip one of those cards over to create a new corral to house the new species. Any space cats you get go in a floof pile. If your hand is empty, you pick up all your discarded cards. Or, if you have played at least two cards, you can skip your turn to pick up all of your cards. You play until the draw deck is empty. This game has some fantastic looking art and some very clever gameplay, and it's a super reasonable price, and it seems well worth the money. It's like $20 for the base game, and that base game seems like it's going to have a lot of content. This is the type of project that I felt Kickstarter was meant for, and we like to support because it's a brand new publisher, first game. And even better, it appears they're local to us. They also did this fantastic blitz out for this project where you were able to support them prior to unlock all these stretch goals before the game even launched by signing up for their newsletters, liking them, sharing them, putting likes on Instagram and all that even before the campaign launched to unlock those unlocks. The last one we are looking at is going to be a little different for us, and that is a trading card game, or as I'll be saying now, TCG. It is Altered TCG. This is coming to us from Equinox, which is founded by a member of Libelude, the board game company. In this one, you're going to have your own custom deck of cards like any other TCG. You're going to be drawing cards using some as mana. So you're at the beginning of the game, you think you're going to draw six. You're going to put three face down as mana, keep three in your hand. Going forward, you're going to be, I think, drawing two cards and choosing what you want to put down as mana and what you want to keep. Then you and your opponent will be going back and forth, taking turns, playing cards until you both pass. So that's a little different. One person doesn't do all of their stuff and then the other person goes. It will be back and forth turns. Your cards will have statistics in certain regions. If you have more than your opponent and you have a piece on that region, at the end of the day, you're going to move forward on the map. At the end of each day, your characters go to the reserve to be summoned again if you choose. You're going to repeat all these steps until one player has met up their two pieces that are on the map together. I believe it's their leader and their follower. Seems a really interesting take on the TCG, as is more exploration as opposed to fighting. I'm sure there's going to be fighting there to kind of take out your opponent's cards, but it's not beat your opponent until they surrender, beat your opponent to 0 points, or do this. It's more exploration. Using the cards as mana themselves seems to be a new and fun trend, as any card can be used two ways. If you played Lorcana, kind of similar, every card can be used as ink. We are super intrigued by this one. This seems like one that Bri might actually play, because it seems almost more like a card-based board games at times with that collectible element, and she's not big on the fighting, dueling, going back and forth with each other. So this one is one that we are definitely looking at backing. Speaking of backing, after this brief commercial break, we're going to talk about ones that I have backed and am currently anticipating. Since the beginning of the channel, we have had a buddy named Pippi McDyston that has been on a crazy and massive adventure. While playing a game of Shelfie Stacker, he was sucked into a portal. This portal has dropped him into the worlds of different board games. Along the way, he has settled onto an island with some animal friends. He has traveled to mystical lands, space, and various other locales. And to top everything off, last year he became friends with a massive space octopus. Confused? Well, check out the videos of his Season 1 adventures on our YouTube channel to get caught up and unconfused. Another good way to supplement that knowledge is to check out his Twitter at Pippi McDyston, but you might want to hurry and catch up, because I have it on good authority, which is me, that his adventures are about to continue. So follow his Twitter and our YouTube channel to be alerted to his next adventure. So the time has come for us to talk about our anticipated Kickstarters that have yet to arrive. So some of these we've been waiting a little time. Some we've been waiting a long time. Some we've been waiting quite a bit of a long time. But I still have faith all of these will get delivered. So the first one I'm going to mention is the Red Raven Massive Game Found campaign that we backed. I did cover this on our crowdfunding a couple episodes ago because they're wrapping up their late pledge time frame. This one has so much new and also old goodness. First off, they first started with the Creature Caravan game that's brand new. Has this cool drafting mechanic, and then you're going to be moving along this map and getting stuff along the map, but then building out your caravan in front of you. There's an engine building aspect. The art, of course, is phenomenal because it's a Red Raven game. The gameplay looks really cool and smooth. I watched the Dice Tower play it, and I immediately am like, all right, this needs to come now. The other thing I'm really interested to see with the new stuff is what spin he puts on role-playing games. I mean, I'm not a huge role-playing expert. I don't know all the systems. I mainly did D&D and Pathfinder, as I said in my introductory podcast way back when. But I'm always interested to see, hey, is this going to be something that can take over? Is this a different type of RPG that maybe it'd be easier for me to have Brian the youth play, because Pathfinder and D&D sometimes can get kind of bogged down with the math and the mechanics. How is this one flow? But the old stuff that we want from this one is City of Iron. So this was an older game. They made a second edition, but we never were able to get the second edition. So this is going to be able to round out our Arzium collection because it was the only one we were missing from that line of his games. So I'm interested to see that because they say there's a slight deck building aspect into it. Of course, Bri loves deck building. So it is something that's really intriguing us. And then he did some changes to Islebound. It's not one that we pull out often. So maybe these changes might make us pull out again, try the new stuff, and maybe it might just tweak it to where it becomes part of our rotation. I mean, it's always excited to see new Red Raven stuff, right? The next one is Wild Gardens. This comes to us from Rose Gauntlet Games. This is the next game from the company who did Keystone North America. If you followed our YouTube channel, you'll know that title quite well. As last year, through the whole year, I did the assignment journal, which was 20 plays of it, and they had this new one come out. So they are known for these really cool type of games from the one, and then they're because they have a designer who is part of the founders, and he's known for making really great games, so you know good games should be coming from the company. In this one, you're going to have this cool action selection where you're moving along the board. It kind of looks like almost like a rondel as you're following this path around and choosing what actions you want to take. You are able, it looks like, to be able to upgrade those actions you take to make them stronger and better and faster and conquering. Yeah, it was a little joke, kind of. It's got resource gathering to make recipes. It's got all this cool kind of stuff that we really enjoy. Like I said, the resource gathering to make recipes. So Bri really likes collecting stuff to turn in for other stuff. So that's what this is. Upgrading actions. I always like making things better. Also, it's got another solo challenge journal included. So guess what I'll probably be doing once it gets in? I'll play through that journal too. Why the heck not, you know? Wild Gardens, Rose Gauntlet Games. Next up is Fromage from Road to Infamy. For those of you who know what fromage means, it's cheese. But first, about the company. This company is known to make interesting games with unique components. If you've heard of Canvas with the transparent cards that you're overlaying to make these works of art, that was them. Don't go in there. We did a playthrough on the channel of that. The box itself is the dice tower used in the gameplay and to hold everything. Globe Trotting, I believe it was called, was their newest one. You have these plastic globes, you have them as a sphere, and you actually draw on the globes, and that's the gameplay. This one is no different. It has these cool wedge pieces that'll go in the board in these different ways because the way that they're pointing is will determine when you get to get those workers back. And that's kind of like the timing mechanism of how you're going to, like, this powerful action. Well, guess what? It's going to take longer to get back to you. And so obviously with them being in different directions, you know what that means? The board rotates. It's basically almost like mimicking the aging of cheese as this board rotates. And then you're placing out your workers. They're on the cheese things. It just looks really cool. And actually, this is another local company to us here in the Chicagoland area. So, Fromage from Road to Infamy. Next up is the one that we've been waiting for the longest and for various reasons, and that is Paradox Initiative from Elf Creek Games. In this one, you are going to be drafting cards that are either part of the past, present, or future, and they'll go down the board in front of you. Then you're going to have this Paradox engine set up by you that has all these different symbols in this grid pattern. You are then going to manipulate that by swapping tiles around to make matches. Kind of think a match three type game where you're going to want to get four or five in a row. When you do, you make particles for later use to help fulfill those cards you drafted or use for other actions. This has stunning artwork from a wide variety of artists, each with their own style. So you have stuff like Vincent Dutrait mixed with Andrew Bosley, mixed with the Miko. Like, they've just brought in all these different types of artists. The other cool thing with this is you could order playmats featuring that art. So you can have all these different playmats with all these cool works of art. And with it being past, present, future, you put them together. It's this cool timeline effect. It is just really, really cool looking. So unfortunately, this project has seemed to be snakebit, and the company is a little bit as well. They've been mired by tons of issues with this and other projects, so this has become massively delayed. They've had issues with suppliers, they've had issues with the manufacturing plants, just issues all around, but they are working through it. They are committed, getting it done, getting it shipped to everyone, and they've been making steady progress on that front. They haven't made any indication they're shutting doors. They keep showing us progress. They've been delivering on the other games that were in the docket before this. So yes, delayed, but this is all part of the Kickstarter experience. And I just can't wait to see the final product they put out. Their company is known for just doing great, high-quality productions. Think Merchants of the Dark Road. They did that. They've done Honey Buzz. They've done Atlantis Rising 2nd Edition that everyone just says is a phenomenal reprint. They just released Santa's Workshop 2nd Edition, which I believe I covered on a podcast. If not, then I apologize. But that one just has this great production value where all the pieces, like the wood, has a wood texture to it. The metal is shiny. The leather, the fabric, has like a fabric-y texture to it. So they take a lot of time, effort, make a great production. So I know it's been a lot delayed and people are getting really antsy and frustrated. I'm not one of them. Guess what? We have tons of games. I trust the company. It's coming. Next game is Dice Throne X-Men, and included with it, Marvel Missions. This comes to us from Roxley Games. If you don't know about Dice Throne, Dice Throne is a dice-based one-versus-one fighting game with asymmetric characters, and the powers are based off of the characters. So obviously, this is a Marvel one, with X-Men specifically, because they've already released a Marvel version. But this one also includes Deadpool, the Merc with a Mouth. So of course we are getting it. And then included with this is Marvel Missions, which makes it a solo and co-op experience. So that was even more what dragged us into it. Because Bri is not big on the one-versus-one dueling games of rolling dice and just smacking your opponents around. So making a co-op will get to our characters played more often, let us pull it out more, because now we're working together for that boss battle, basically. Also, they have Wolverine and Rogue, so that made it instant back for us, as I love Wolverine, she loves Rogue, so bam. So we are really excited to try this co-op, as we never did get Dice Throne Adventures, which did the same thing with the basic Dice Throne characters. But the Dice Throne system in general is pretty cool, so with them doing the whole Marvel licensing, just is awesome for us. So that is the Kickstarters that we are currently anticipating. I will do 4 honorable mentions in case you haven't listened to the podcast like a month and a half ago, because these are 4 Kickstarters that were on my anticipated for 2024 list that we have backed. So I didn't really want to put them on this list in depth as I've covered them previously. And that is Andromeda's Edge, the sci-fi space spiritual successor to Dwellings of Eldervale, one of my most favorite games ever. Forsaken, a huge narrative sandbox driven game from Game Trays. Witchbound, a solo narrative game where you're a witch or a person who's found out that they will be a witch and you're just going through this whole big storybook. And then Ovation, the one about classical music. So as I said, that is 5 games that I've went in depth about that we're anticipating and 4 honorable mentions. There obviously is many other games we have backed on Kickstarter that we are anticipating, but these are probably the 5 most ones that when they get here, they're getting straight to the table. Alrighty, that is about that. Let's see what's coming up on the channel, shall we? Here we are at closing time with what videos are coming to the YouTube channel. What's in the boxes? Yup. Mobile plays? Yup. Solo plays? Indeed. For those solo plays, we'll be starting the next chapter of the My City Roll and Build campaign that I'm doing, We'll also be heading out on the next expedition in Monster Expedition. I'll be previewing a game coming to crowdfunding very shortly. And as for the LEGO builds, Bri will be taking the next one with something as retro as she is. Speaking of Bri, she will be joining me for a playthrough of a new game from Pandasaurus called Narwhal. Nope, just Gnar. And also, as you heard earlier, Pippi is making his Season 2 debut very soon. That's about it for the YouTube stuff. There may be a little couple more things sprinkled in, but for now, that's about all you can look forward to. And now, the time for ramblings will end with the outro info as follows. Feel free to drop by the YouTube channel or any of our socials and let us know what you like or don't like nicely. Those socials are Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Merry Married Meeples. On Twitter X, we are at Merry Married. We are also part of Blue Sky now at Merry Married. Also, be sure to head over and check out our Patreon. Link is in the description below. In 2 weeks, I will grace your airwaves with a topic I will probably come up with last minute again. If you have any suggestions, feel free to head over to those socials and let me know. So until then, enjoy your days.